Welcome to Shulam Achshav on the Daf. She responds to Lui Nishmat Sam Yakoshom Le'avos Yitzchok. The Gemara in Amud Aleph mentions that Rav says Matzasi Megillah Storim Be'Reb Chiyo. I found a Megillah Storim, a hidden Megillah, in the Beis Medrash of Reb Chiyo, and there was a certain drasha that Issi ben Yehuda said. Rashi explains what's Megillah Storim. Megillah Tumuna. You're not allowed to write Divrei Torah. You're not allowed to write Torah Shebaal Peh. Because Shemeya Dvar Chidush, the Yore L'Shoichichoi, he heard something new and didn't want to forget it. Hayakoyso Mastir Minayin, you write it and hide it. So Megillah Storim is a Torah Shebaal Peh that you're not supposed to write. People will write it for themselves. Ramosha Feinstein in Shuvah and Rechayim Chalagdal Sin Lametes speaks about this Rashi. He says, first of all, you see from this Rashi that although we're not allowed to write Torah Shebaal Peh originally, that, well, that was only for the public to learn it together. But for an individual to go and remember for himself, he was allowed to write, as we see over here. Ramosha compares it also to Rashi and Shabbos, that also speaks about Megillah Storim. And there he says, talks about an individual, Adas Yochid, we're not mentioning in Halacha. Ramosha is marich very much that sometimes the Gemara disqualifies an opinion from Allah. So therefore it's not mentioned based on Medrash. So it's written just to remember there's such a day, and it's another type of Megillah Storim. Says Ramosha Feinstein, what really is the pshat that you're not allowed to write the Torah Shebaal Peh? We know it's Gzeiras HaKasuv, so the Torah says, Ki al pi hadvarim ha'el, you're not supposed to write it. But what is the reason for it? Why can't I write Torah Shebaal Peh as we have today? So says Rav Moshe, maybe the pshat is, the Torah Shebaal Peh, you need to have it in your mind. It needs to be something that a person is constantly learning. If it's in a sefer, so that means the person doesn't have to remember it. Whatever he wants, he opens a sefer and sees it. But if he needs to remember it, he's going to always repeat and learn and be attached to his Divrei Torah. Not that it's going to be a reference when you need something. It's going to be what you're living on. And then continues Rav Moshe to say, that the Iker Torah Shebaal Peh is what keeps the world going. It brings the Gemara in Pesachim that says, "In Malay Torah Elohim is kind of Shemayim v'Aretz, Shenemar Lebrisi Yoyim v'Layla Chukas Shemayim v'Aretz Osamti." So without the covenant of Torah, there's no Shemayim v'Aretz. That covenant is Torah Shebaal Peh. And he brings the Balaturim in Parash Kesis to give us a remez when it says in the pasuk, "Ki al pi advarim ha'elik karasit chabris." Elu Dvorim Shebaal Peh refers to Gemara and Gittin. And he brings a remez from Krehelis that it says, V'kasuv yoysher divrei emes, sofet toivers bris. And right after it says divrei chachamim. But ends Baal Torim and says that the word Alpi Dvorim ha'ele karazit chabris is sofet tevus begimatrio ha'talmud. Meaning the learning of Gemara, the learning of Talmud, that is what keeps the world going. So says Rav Moshe, you cannot have the Torah is going to be in a sefer. It needs to be the whole time being consistently being repeated and said. Continues on and lent to say the Muchach from the Rambam, that the big Tibur Chachamim, the Ikar, what they were busy always is learning Gemara, repeating and learning Gemara again and again. So that is the idea of the Megillah Storim in our sugya. Megillah Storim is you're not supposed to write Torah. You always have to learn it. A person who was afraid to forget, he put a hidden Megillah the once in a while he was able to look at, but that was not the Iker Limud. Megillah Storim represents the Koyach Torah Shebaal Peh that keeps the world going. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.